known others. I've not been fortunate enough to sell a nice home out in Branson Creek. It's my market. That's not where I am. But I always knew that there were nightly rentals out there. Why? Because that's what we were told. That was one of the great nightly rental places, the Villas, is the one I remember hearing. So with that said, these have been approved, quote-unquote approved. They've sold this way. There have been people go out there and buy them, like the gentleman in the back, who did due diligence. We, as realtors, want to protect our public, so we just need guidance from you all, too, to say, this is how it is. Just tell us this is how it is, and then that's how it is, and we go forward, you know. But this is a very touchy situation. I know, and you, I know you all know that, but I know, like, there was a cabin project out there in Branson Creek that was approved, nightly rental, okay? People who were made aware of, if in fact people were made aware that a particular subdivision in Branson Creek, one of the villas or whatever, was in fact nightly rental capability, but they chose to buy it as their personal residence or to buy it to be able to visit their grandchildren and then rent it out, that was their right. But if those who bought them and were never told they could have nightly rental or vice versa, there's where our problem is. As realtors, we need to know to where we can represent things the way they ought to be, to where some of these people, as I sat in the back, and the different people said, well, the realtor said this, and you just shudder, you know. We are wanting to tell what's true, and we want to protect our buyers and sellers. So I hope you all have a chance to read through what the Missouri Realtors has provided you. Again, there's legislation going right now. They're working on it up at the Capitol to try and get some of this, at least some clarity, for our municipalities to help them. But if there's anything else that the realtor community can provide you, we would love to. If you have any questions, thank you.
Thanks for your time. Now, has everybody spoke on this one? There's a lot of,
For different properties, though.
Yeah.
We got particular properties. There's 16 more properties to come through tonight. So if you signed on one of those,
let them talk all right now.
Hey, sit down.
Yep.
They're all the same.
Yep.
Sit down.
They're all the same subdivision. Correct. I mean, you can talk about them all now or each one separately.
I don't know what's happened here on our sign up. Evidently, when you signed up, you didn't look at the top and the red and see what it was for. Because a lot of you just signed things that shouldn't be signed. So, I don't know what's happened, but anyway, it's all messed up. So, we'll try to do the best we can. We need to go to John Boyer. Is that the next one, Scott?
Yep. Well, that was us.
That was yours. You were okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I wasn't really intending that we would speak tonight, but I guess I'll address it to you. I'd rather address it to you. We are 119 Tuscany. We are the, and I am getting very emotional about this whole thing now. We bought in 2008. We love this area. It was marketed to us to be able to put it on nightly rentals. I have all the information. I have the flyers they gave me. I have everything they gave me. I have the program. They managed it. When Patch got out of it and somebody else started managing, I have all that they managed it too. We chose to manage it ourselves. But we have loved this area. I have been friends with these people, sit at the pool with these people, and enjoy these people. And I really resent that Karen turned one bad weekend of a situation where our air conditioner, we had an issue with the air conditioner going out, and our people had to be outside, out in the driveway where it was nice and cool across from the pond. They did pull the grill out that night, and they used it that night, of which I didn't even know that's a problem. It would have not anything I would have told them they could not do. So, and maybe that was a night they brought the TV out there as well, but we have had fantastic renters. They haven't abused it. And yes, her deck looks down over mine, and I know they don't like these renters here, but we have been really good with these people. We've loved this area, and we wanted to retire here. And now after this whole thing, we were told we could rent. We've done nothing wrong. And now I'm just ready to sell. I mean, do they realize that if 20 people decide right now to sell, if 20 people decide because we can no longer do these, which what we told we could do, they're all going to sell, they're all going to unload, I mean, and just get out from underneath them, which is going to affect everybody's property. And that's all I wanted to say. I didn't intend, but I will not sit back here and want and be. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, appreciate that you got up and spoke. I like.
Do you want me to go through this report real quick?
Guy, and I'm not. There's been some comments about us as owners maybe not caring about the properties as much or not adding value to them. The incident she's talking about, and I'm not an HVAC. What's the little unit on the outside of the house that has a little fan on top? What's it called?
Condensing unit.
All right, condenser went out. We use local people who got together and helped us get a unit on the ground, on the pad, wired up, hooked up, and running within 24 hours. That's how much we cared about our renters and how much we care about that property. And you need to know that because we're not from the outside looking in. We care about what goes on in that neighborhood. And you're right. We had a renter there, and they had to take advantage of, or they were forced to do something that may or may not have been in the rules. But we looked at the covenants, and they were hiding under the. They claimed that the grill was machinery, and the covenants do say you can't operate machinery in the driveway. I don't think a grill. And again, I'm not a mechanical guy. Is anybody here consider a grill machinery?
No.
I'm just saying, if they'd have told us can't have a grill, we'd have told them to go on the deck. But it was a grill to get through one night until we could get an air conditioner running. That's all it was.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Folks, I'd like for everybody to know here at this time, all these guys are sitting up here. We're here because we want to be here to help the people in this community and the county. So don't look at us like we're trying to go one side or the other, because we're here because we want to help all of you. We just got to work this out. So when you're sitting back there mumbling back and forth to each other, that's not helping us do our job, and it's not helping yous any. So please just sit and be calm, and let's get through this. Now we're going to go to John Boyer.
That's
right. I'm so lost on this.
We haven't gone through his application
George
yet.
George C. Thomas. Well,
I never did go through.
We'll take a break at 8:30. Actually, I signed in as Trey because that's what I go by, but I'm sorry.
Are you ready? We can do this and then we'll take it.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
We'll do this one.
Yep.
All right. You have our property. We're one. We're 191 Greystone, and we've been coming to this community, Branson community, for about 30 years as a family.
Have you got a picture of that, Scott?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gone through this one yet, Mr. Chairman.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. And we've been wanting to buy a property in this area, in the Branson area, for a long time, and really. Basically got to a point in our lives where we had enough finances to do that. So we purchased a home on Greystone for our family. My grandkids also play in that area. I've got four grandsons that are awesome, and I love having them come here. We come to Branson for a reason, because we do feel like that it for the most part, everyone we have met here are friendly, are pleasant, treat us with respect, and it has a flavor to us of a Christ-filled area. So that's important to us as a family. It's part of our family values. So when Gary's talking about emotion, it's all about emotion for me, because this is my home. We have put not only our money into this place, but We've built our own furniture to put in this place. I've had family members build furniture. We put things in this place that represent us, that are for us. We take care of this property like it's ours. I'm out changing light bulbs today coming up here, but I'm out changing light bulbs and doing stuff. So the property looks great. It's not just so the renters will do it. It's my house. I own it. You know, I may live in Edmond, Oklahoma, which is outside Oklahoma City, but I own that house. And I care about it. I take care of it. Man, lately I've taken care of it better than I've taken care of my house. I spend a lot more money on this house than I have on my house. I'll tell you what. That house is clean inside. It's cleaned every time somebody leaves. If that trash is left out, I have a property manager, and she makes sure that that stuff's brought inside. You know, the comment from Stacy Blevin said that anytime that anything's going on or anything, she has an issue or anything, she calls her. My property manager takes care of it instantly. That she's on top of it and takes care of it quickly. So my whole thing with all of this, I agree with you. I don't look at you guys as the enemy, or even the other people that are opposed to this as the enemy. I'm just thinking about what I want. I want to still be able to have this as my vacation house for my family. I've been here several times, not just for meetings and stuff like that, but to work on the house. My whole family came out and painted the deck because we thought the deck looked kind of sorry. You know, it's kind of shabby looking, and it just needed a paint coat of paint. So we all sat out there from a 3-year-old to a 64-year-old out there painting the deck, you know, and we're all covered with paint. We enjoy that place. We've invested our time, energy, and emotion into this place. We care about it. We want to stay here. We were told, just like everybody else, they've already said all the stuff you all got. No, I'm not going to repeat all that stuff because that's, you know, not worth it. But we were told, and it was represented, that we could buy a house here. We had to have a big house. Our house is a big house because we got a lot of family. We bought that house for our family, not so we could have a lot of renters, not so we could make a lot of money. We just want to make enough money to cover the cost of this house. This year we did not. Okay? We did not cover the cost of this. I'm just letting people know. I didn't cover the cost of this. It's on me because it's my vacation house. It's about me. It's about my family and about what we care about. And our values are important to us, and what we bring here, we try to treat the other people that are around us in this community right. And if we're not doing the right thing to our neighbors, we want to hear about it. If we're not doing the covenants right, we want to do it. If we have to do something, we have to put in a fire suppression system, whatever we have to do to take care of this house to comply with the law, that's what we'll do. But we don't feel like we should be told how we can use our property when it's presented to us that it can be used like we're using it, like we're breaking the law. Because honestly, I know ignorance is not an excuse, but you know, for us, you know, we have done everything we can to comply and to be good neighbors and to take care of that place. And yes, our property can park 6 cars, and I'm talking SUVs. It can park 6. The garage is always empty. You can pull 2 in the garage, and I guarantee you can park 4 cars in that big long driveway I got. Okay, so I got enough parking for the number of rooms I got. I got 6 rooms in that house. Now, why would I buy a 6-room? Who wants to live in a 6-room house, really, if you have to clean it yourself? So the great thing about it is I never have to clean that house. My renters do that. So just want to let you know, I thank you for your time. I'm really glad that I bought in that area. I love that area. I have a great, great view. It is a nice community. My grandkids are there swimming in the pool. It's a wonderful place, and they love it there. And they consider this their Branson home. And so, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take a 10-minute break.